Hello, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. Have you ever had one of those situations where you have to have a hard conversation with somebody? You know, you have to confront someone for their good, hoping that good comes out of it. Those are some of the hardest conversations we ever have in our lives for a variety of different reasons. Today, we're going to be talking about something very similar, straight from the scriptures, which we're going to find in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 15. So get out your Bibles if you're interested there. You know, sometimes the hardest conversations we have of that nature happen in marriage. And marriage is one of those relationships where it seems like we are always kind of rubbing against each other for each other's good. And too often, it just turns into friction rather than good. If you're a couple who feels like you could use some guidance in that, some help, I have a Marriage Improvement Project devotional that I created just for you. If you're interested in finding copies of this devotional for yourself, husband and wife, you each should have a copy so you can go through it together and do the questions together. You can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/MIP for Marriage Improvement Project, and you'll be linked to the Amazon description for those books. All right, friends, let's dive into Ephesians 4, 15, right after we ask God to give us insight into what it is he is instructing us in today. Our Lord Jesus, we know that you are our teacher. You're the one who wants us to understand your truth for what it really says. And you are giving us commands here that we by faith can obey, because your Holy Spirit through us will give us the power to do these things, even though they are difficult. So we ask you to guide us in our understanding and in our obedience to what we see here. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, friends, well, in this Christian behavior series, we've been walking through this chapter of Ephesians, chapter 4, looking at all these various instructions that the Apostle Paul gives to us. And if you remember, these instructions in this context are geared around the fact that we together are the church. We are the body of Christ. And so our interaction with each other is just as much about helping each other grow as it is about ourselves growing. And verse 15 here is one of those verses that is very evidently about that. It says, rather than doing all these bad things, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. So let's start at the end of the sentence and kind of work our way backwards. Christ is the head of the church. He's our leader. And we are making it our aim to grow up into him. And Paul says here, in every way. So our character in every respect is in a process of being conformed to the character of Jesus. And that happens kind of supernaturally because the Holy Spirit lives in us, but also because we're rubbing shoulders with other people who have the Holy Spirit in them. And we together are working this out. And that takes us back to the middle of the verse where it says, we are to grow up in every way into him. You see, this is a corporate effort. Real Christians work alongside other real Christians to help each other grow. We all are to be growing. This is not a Lone Ranger kind of a thing. And then at the beginning of the verse, Paul gives us a very specific way in which this often needs to happen. He says, we are to learn how to speak the truth in love. So he's not only telling us what to do, he's telling us how to do it. We're to speak the truth to each other. That means sometimes we do have to have those hard conversations, or we're confronting someone for their good. But our method in doing so should not be one of popping somebody between the eyeballs to get their attention, should not be one of coming across angrily because we don't like what they're doing. No, our response is to be one of love. Now, yes, sometimes love is tough love, meaning you have to say things bluntly or plainly so there's no misunderstanding. But we should be careful that love is there. That's our motivation. We want to see this brother or sister who we're interacting with about this difficult thing actually grow from the interaction that we're having with them. You see, our role together as brothers and sisters in Christ is to help each other grow. And this is an example of one of the harder ways we do that. But friends, we should not shy away from this. We should not back away because we all are diminished in our growth when we fail to help each other grow. And besides all that, Jesus Christ himself, through the Holy Spirit, lives in us to give us the power and the strength and the faith to actually obey what he's telling us to do here today. Our Lord and our God, we just love that you've instructed us to help each other grow. Jesus, we are grateful you are in us to help us do what is right in this area and to do what is beneficial to all of us. And so we are asking you right now to fill us up with your power and with your wisdom to know how to do these things that we need to do. We're asking you, Lord, to provide for us the faith and the boldness and the love we need to help each other grow in our faith as you intend. In your name we pray. Hey friends, before you take off, I have a couple more things to let you know about. If you would like to become a believer in Jesus Christ, really become a Christian for the first time, you can find out how to do that by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. That description is also available in the description for this episode. At the beginning of this episode, I also mentioned a book that I've created. And actually, it's just one of many. You can find out about all the books that I've written, both fiction and nonfiction, and for adults and children. You can see all of them by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/books. Thanks, friends.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.